How the West Was Won is the theme music for Iowa Public Television's coverage of the Iowa State Fair, and this is the M2M podcast, a production of said network and the TV show Market to Market. Hello, I'm Paul Yeager. This is part two of the actual sessions that happened at the Start Smart Tools for Beginning Farmers held at the Iowa State Fair on August 15, 2019. This is the episode where we have beginning farmer loan programs as presented by Steve Ferguson of the Iowa Finance Authority. Last episode, that was setting up your farm business with Morgan Waldemeyer from Timmons, Jacobson, and Straw Hackers. So this episode is with Steve Ferguson as we talk about farmer loan programs. We have one more of actual subject matter, and then we're going to have the panel discussion that included everybody in the audience answering questions, asking questions from the audience of our panel inside the center ring. So now, let's pick it up with the introduction from Brian Waddingham from the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, the group that put on this event, introducing Steve Ferguson.
Steve has previous lending experience with the Farm Credit System, USDA Farmers Home Administration, and Ag Banks in Iowa. He also served as the International Trade Bureau Chief for the Iowa Department of Ag, where he assisted Iowa firms export their food and ag products. Steve received a BS in Economics at Iowa State and an MBA from Drake University. He also assists his family farm with their Angus cattle operation at New Sharon, Iowa. So with that, Steve Ferguson.
What I'm going to go over with, I'm going to go over real fast, and I might mention to you that I go around the state doing this workshop quite often, and I'll take more time. So if any of you want me to come out and do a workshop for you, I'll be glad to do that. Just get a hold of me. I'm going to go all to the community colleges, the four-year ag students, and I'll hit bankers on the way. So I'm just curious, show of hands, how many, a good-looking group of young farmers in here, how many of you have used some of our programs, loan programs, tax credit programs? Good for you. I want to see a show of hands afterwards. All right, how many are going to use some of these programs? Because there's some really good programs. You've used them? Good. Good for you. So, with further ado, we are a state agency, not a USDA federal agency, so I want to make sure you understand that. A lot of times there's some confusion there. We want to just increase the awareness of our programs, increase the participation, and get you to be able to use them. To avoid any confusion, we only have two staff, and to avoid any confusion, Tammy is the cute one with the long hair. I don't want to confuse you here. Sometimes that can be a little confusing. She does the loan programs when she's not on maternity leave, and then when she's gone, I do those as well. But I do the tax credit programs and go around doing the a lot of the marketing. The eligibility factors for our programs, yeah, that's good, is different than what USDA has for their beginning farmer program. USDA has an eligibility factor where the beginning farmer has to have been farming for at least 3 years, but not no more than 10 years. I want to emphasize, we do not have that as an eligibility factor for our programs. So ours is tied to your net worth. You need to have a net worth less this year to qualify. You need to have a net worth less than $680,000. You need to be a resident of Iowa, and you need to be the one doing the work. So if you're going to rent a farm or buy a farm, you have to be the one operating it. You can't sublease it out or hire somebody else to do it. That's the objective, is to help a beginning farmer get started and run the operation. We'll probably go through first our the tax credit program. This is a program that we are really proud and glad to have, and I appreciate our governor and state just made some changes to it this year. It's a program to encourage landlords to rent ag assets to an eligible beginning farmer. To encourage them to do that, they'll get a tax credit to reduce their Iowa income taxes. So let's say you're going to cash rent the farm, and you go talk to, you want to cash rent the farm, and you talk to some of the neighbors and say, hey, if you rent your farm to me, and if you cash rent, you're going to get a tax credit to reduce your Iowa income taxes, not just Iowa, not federal, by 5% of the amount of the cash rent. Or if you crop share it, it'll be 15% on the amount that we calculate. So a lot of beginning farmers will, you know, walk through around the neighborhoods. They know some of the guys and gals that are getting to the age or stage where they're getting ready to slow down. And they'll mention this to them, and they'll say, hey, sounds good. Let's talk a little more about this. So they'll rent their farm, and they'll get a tax credit, like I say, to reduce their Iowa income tax. The lease has to be at least 2 years. It can be up to five. You can reapply after that time. You just have to meet the new net worth amount when you reapply. So the deadline to apply for a lease that began this year was August 1st. So we will be taking applications for 2020 leases. We'll post those applications out on our website probably around the middle part of December. And we're expecting a lot of people to apply next year because in 18, the legislature reduced our allocation down to 6 million and we couldn't even take any applications because we had enough of those leases that carried over and used all of that 6 million. This year, we're probably going to push probably close to probably 10 million out of that 12 million. And so we're looking forward to getting started off and going forward. That's pretty much it on the tax credit program. I'll move on to talk about the loan program. The loan program, even though it's called a beginning farmer loan program, we do not write the loan. We sell a tax-exempt bond to the bank if it's a cash transaction, or you can buy a farm on contract. In either case, the interest is required to be reduced to pass that benefit along to the beginning farmer because the interest that the bank would receive on the loan is going to be federal tax exempt income. Great deal for the bank. On number four there, if you cash rent, it's a new requirement the legislature did this year. If you're going to cash rent the farm, it cannot be more than 30% above the base, the average cash rent for that county based on Iowa State survey. So that's a restriction that is new this year. The amount of the lease, the cash rent lease, does not need to be the same each year. So let's say you talk to your landlord to do a five-year lease, but they think corn and bean prices are going to get higher. That's fine, and you can have the cash, the lease, say, different amounts each year. If prices don't come back and you negotiate with them, you want to reduce it, we'll let you reduce it, but you'll have to submit a change request. We will not let them raise it on you after they approve the application. So we can only approve changes that are beneficial to the beginning farmer. I think we've covered all those items there. Each year, number 3A, when you apply your net worth, you're eligible to complete that tax credit for the full 5 years, even if your net worth would go over that amount. So if you're getting close to that maximum, you may want to lock in the lease for five versus two, because if you come back after 2 years and your net worth is over, we can't reapprove you. So it's something to keep in mind. Okay, we've talked about August 1st. We do require the FSA 156 form, and that's the best way you can confirm to us. The names on that has to match the names as the asset owner on the application and the lease. So if the asset owner owns the farm and their corporation, they cannot apply to receive the tax credit personally. So it's just a minor thing that we're only allowed to issue the tax credit to actually owns the farm. So if you and your brother farm a farm together, you could submit your applications together. If you own farms separately, two different asset owners, then you have to apply separately, just kind of basic aspects of that. So here's a basic cash rent example, $200 cash rent on 160 acres, $32,000. 5% of that, $1,600, would be the tax credit that the landlord would get. Pretty simple. Going forward on crop shares, we split the acres, half corn, half beans, and then we use the previous 10-year county average, taking out the high and the low, and the previous year 5-year state prices, taking out the high and the low. This is something new this year that the legislature established. And then the bottom bullet there is we take it times the percentage that the landlord's going to get. So on a 50-50, we would cut it in half. So that same 160-acre farm, half corn, half beans, so 80 acres of corns, this county's this pointer work, yeah. This county yield average 183. The asset owner's going to get 55%. That's what we're doing here. Prices this year is 367. And in this, then we take times 15%. They get 15% of this amount. So in the corn, they'd get 4,439. For beans, this yield, this price, they would now get a total of $7,766 to reduce their Iowa income tax by just renting it to you as a beginning farmer. So it's a real good incentive for them to rent it to you, because if they rent it to somebody else down the road that can't get them a tax credit, they're not going to be able to reduce their taxes by that amount. If they receive more tax credits than they need in a given year, then they can carry forward the excess amount and use it over the next 10 years. This year, we are now able to do a tax credit on the bonus for a flex. And essentially what we will do is we'll do the 5% on the base cash rent. So that'd be $1,600 on $200. And calculating this, splitting the acres and pretty much doing the same way. We look at the county average, and this example is 185. Well, the threshold they set up on their lease is 174. So there's an excess of 10.6 bushels. So they're going to get another $466 added to the 1,600. So that's up to 2,000. In this example, the bean yield is lower than the threshold. So there's no flex bonus on the soybeans. So this is nice to be able to get a flex bonus tax credit as well. We've talked about change requests and that sort of thing, so we can go on to that. Moving back onto the loan program, we talked about it's a tax-exempt bond that we're going to sell to the bank or contract seller. It's tax-exempt. Bank interest is federal tax-exempt free. Contract seller is both federal and state. So beginning farmer negotiates the terms and interest, and then they submit the application to us. And our board will approve those. Unfortunately, we've been trying to get this done, but currently you cannot have contract sales between closely related family members. Cannot do those. And it must be at the appraised price. The farmer cannot own or previously own more than 30% of the county average. And that's a restriction. So if you own some farm ground, that may restriction. You probably can't see these, but these are the typical county averages around the state. The bond amounts, the maximum we can do for real estate this year is $543,000. For existing buildings, farm improvements, $250,000, and used is $62,500. There's other restrictions. If there's a house on it, the bond is reduced by 5%. If it's CRP, more than 25%, or a combination of those. You can reapply and keep using it as much as you want to until you've either used all the funds that we have available for each person, or you land that you own exceeds the 30% of the county median. Now, what we really encourage you to do is use FSA Beginning Farmer Program with ours, because as hopefully a lot of you know, FSA interest rate is at 1.5% interest. And so we always try to package what's best for you as beginning farmers. So if you can use FSA and you're qualified for them, you can get, currently I think their interest amount is up to $300,000. I think it's soon going to be $600,000. And so at 1.5%. So you could package theirs with ours, depends on how big of a package project you're going to do. And that can really help save you. Tammy's put together this example, which we won't go through very much, but essentially you're going to save some interest, you know, like $21,000 the first year, and going on to over, she's got this amortization set up here for 30 years, $158,000 interest over like a 30-year term by using our program and FSA's program. So we really want to help you, and this is a good way to do it. If you're wanting to do livestock feeding facilities, we've been doing a lot of these, not as many here recently with conditions that's going on. Unfortunately, if you're going to be doing contract feeding, which is fine, it cannot be structured, on a contract per head. It must be on a per head per day basis, not on a per pig space basis. So that is not eligible. The other loan program that we have is our loan participation program. So if you go into a bank and you're wanting to buy a farm or do a hog facility or whatever, and they ask you, how much down payment do you have available? If you don't have that amount, they're not going to write you the loan. Well, we can do a loan participation with you in the bank and help you come up with the down payment funds so you could put this whole package together. To encourage the bank to do this, we're going to take what's called a last in, last out position, which means we put our money out there last, and if we in the bank have to sell you out, which we've never done on 170 of them, we would get paid last. So it puts the bank in a good position. The maximum we can do is 30% of the cost, up to $200,000. How are we doing for time? Okay. The interest rate, we lock it in at the time of approval, and we tie it in. So at February 1st, whatever the interest rate was this year on January 1st, which was 5.5, that fixed that rate for 10 years at that rate. So this year, we're at 5.5%, which is a little high. And with some conditions going on out there, maybe next year, January 1st, interest rates will be lower. That would be the rate that we'll lock in for a loan that would go for 10 years. So it's going to be a 10-year loan. And if it's for a land purchase, we'll amortize it over 20 years. So there'll be obviously a balloon at the end of that 10th year. If it's facilities, we can amortize it over 12, but still only 10-year term. A machinery depends on the useful life. So after 10 years, you've paid down our portion of it and the bank's portion of it, and the bank usually will, you know, be able to refinance the rest of it, and you can keep your project going. Here's just some of the basic underwriting criteria, and we won't go through those. But the basic factor is if you don't meet all of these, you may still be able to get approved if maybe you have a parent or somebody that can provide a guarantee or inject some additional capital to it. So we always try to find and make these work. But having said that, we don't want to push you down the road on a project that maybe you're not ready to take on. So just be ready and have your numbers ready with your banker and us so we can look realistically at what you're wanting to do. Here's another example of the project. 30% of it with our bond. In this example, $200,000 is the maximum we can do at 5.5%. On using the Aggie Bond Program, the other loan program, let's say 4%, you know, $10,000 would be the interest that on that. Traditional loan, the bank would have to come up with the difference. Maybe they would do that at 6%. So that interest on the first year would be 18%. The first year interest is going to be $39,000. So essentially, you're going to be saving, you know, roughly $6,000 the first year on this project. Now, if you use an FSA guarantee on this, which is a great deal for the bank and helps you maybe get the loan with the bank, you can do those. Now, the bank would not require you to pay the guarantee fee if you use our loan participation or beginning farmer loan program. So that's a nice part of that as well. That part is waived. DNR, I don't know if you're aware, DNR owns land around the state. They are required to rent a farm to a beginning farmer if you want to rent that farm. So our involvement with this is essentially to certify that you meet the eligibility requirements as a beginning farmer. And then we send a form to DNR and to you saying you're eligible, and then you work with DNR. If you express an interest in the same farm that somebody else wants to, they simply draw a name out of the hat. There's no bidding on it. So their rates are pretty good. So just want you to be aware of that as well. So apologize, I went through that pretty fast. This is kind of a summary of the benefits for the beginning farmer on all our programs and the asset owner or lender. So again, I emphasize I'd be glad to come out and do workshops. I've got a lot of them lined up this fall. I'm going to be going around to all the community colleges and Iowa State and Lamoni, Morningside, and stopping and talking to bankers along the way. Here's our contact information, a website. I might mention if you go out there now and you want to look at the tax credit application, we had to take it off the website because August 1st was the deadline, and I kept getting more people wanting to apply, and I just had to take it off because by law we can't accept applications after August 1st. So that's all I have for right now, and look forward to your questions later and visit with any of you one-on-one.
Again, our thanks to Steve Ferguson of the Iowa Finance Authority for his presentation of the Beginning Farmer Loan Program, which was part of the Start Smart Tools for Beginning Farmers session. This is part two, a couple more to come. We also had a Q&A with Sue Martin and Naomi Bloom that you can go back and listen to as well. If you have any subjects that you would like us to cover, hit us up at markettomarket@iptv.org. That's an email address I just gave to you, by the way. So thanks for listening. Have a good week.